McGuire. Special counsel Robert Mueller has wrapped up his nearly two-year-long Russia investigation without announcing any further indictments. AP's Ed Donahue reports from Washington.
A source tells the AP Mueller is recommending no further indictments. His team has brought charges against 34 people, including six associates of President Trump and three companies. Mueller has revealed a sweeping criminal effort by Russians to interfere in the 2016 election and showed people connected to the Trump campaign were eager to exploit emails stolen from Democrats. Attorney General William Barr has said he has a vision of two reports, one for the public, one for members of Congress. It's unclear whether President Trump will ask to see the Mueller report and under what circumstances he or his lawyers would be able to see it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic leaders are demanding Barr turn over everything to Congress and make it public. University of Virginia presidential expert Larry Sabato says Barr will make public as much as he can.
He'll do the right thing in that he's going to release to Congress and the public as much of it as he can. There are certain highly confidential parts that shouldn't be released.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he and other lawyers want an early look at the findings before they're made public. That's something Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says should not happen.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
President Trump has been laying the groundwork for his response to the investigation for nearly 2 years. In an interview with Fox Business Network, he tried to discredit the entire investigation as a hoax.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
This is AP Radio News. A new report outlines a data breach involving victims of hurricanes and wildfires.
FEMA's job is to help survivors of natural disasters, but a government watchdog says they have committed some mistakes that also made the victims vulnerable to identity theft. Homeland Security Department's Office of Inspector General says FEMA wrongly released the personal information of over 2 million survivors of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, as well as the California wildfires in 2017. Information like bank names, electronic funds transfer numbers, and bank transit numbers were accidentally provided to a contractor. FEMA officials say they're working on a fix and should have it in place by next year. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals will be at the White House Monday to be congratulated by the president, but the team's goaltender, Braden Holtby, says he won't be there. He says he has to stay true to his values. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.